It's PacView's Melissa Burdick, the Wizard of Woodland Hills Shree, special guest host Jackie Danowski from Flywheel, and I'm PVSB, also from Flywheel, a division of Omnicom. Before we get to the CPG Guys episode you've downloaded, it's the week of April 29th, an ACDS annual week, and it's time for the Fresh Four. Four curated news stories from the past week. We find them masterfully intriguing. We hope you do too. They're brought to you through our partnership with RetailWit, your one-stop shop for retail industry intelligence and news. RetailWit.com, it's retail right now. Sheree, lead us off, would you?
Albertsons has been named the 2024 winner of the Webby Award for People's Voice Top Shopping and Retail App. I am so immensely proud of the shopper experience team, our engineering counterparts, and all of our cross-functional partners across the organization. Cheers to your hard work and customer obsession, said Jill Pavlovich, SVP of Customer Experience at Albertsons. 23 individual Albertsons associates were recognized in earning this award. Congratulations to all of you, and over to you, Melissa.
Best Buy and CNET are combining their ad inventory. Consumer electronics retailer Best Buy and digital publisher CNET are teaming up to create a new retail media model. The electronics retailer and the publisher are combining their ad inventory, allowing advertisers to buy across Best Buy Ads retail media network and alongside CNET's tech review-focused editorial content, and measure whether ads seen on either platform drove sales. In a month-long survey during which CNET content was displayed nationally across Best Buy's in-store TV walls, 86% of respondents said the content made them more confident in their purchases. It also garnered a 25% lift in purchase intent, according to the companies. Super interesting space as retailers continue to look for differentiation.
Thank you, Melissa. The National Association of Chain Drugstore annual meeting set to take place this week in Palm Beach, Florida. The annual meeting of the NACDS is set to begin Sunday, April 27th at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida. Featured speakers include Walter Isaacson and Arthur C. Brooks. NACDS annual is noted for the strategic meetings that transpire between retailers, consumer goods manufacturers, sales and marketing agencies, and other ecosystem service partners. If you're on a budget, make sure to get a hot dog at the poolside restaurant at $27. It is the least expensive menu entree offered at this five-star resort. Brian, Sheree, and Andrea are all in attendance this year. Closing it out, Jackie.
Hello, Fresh Four listeners. Red Bull Pink Edition Sugar-Free hits shelves. Red Bull is launching a new permanent sugar-free edition this summer. Red Bull Pink Edition Sugar-Free combines raspberry and forest fruits with herbal notes of verbena. It is the second new variant introduced by the brand this year, and the first fully sugar-free flavor in its portfolio, aiming to attract new shoppers to the category. Red Bull editions have been largely incremental to the brand, with 50% of edition buyers being new to Red Bull as they grow their flavor offering.
Thank you, Jackie, and welcome as a guest host to the Fresh Four. That's it for the Fresh Four. Now on to the CPG Guys episode that you've downloaded. Welcome to another episode of the CPG Guys podcast. Our co-hosts, Sheree Rajagopalan and Peter V.S. Bond, explore how brands and retailers engage with consumers online, in-store, and everywhere in between. And now, here are Sheree and Peter.
Welcome to this special episode of the CPG Guys podcast. I'm, of course, one of your aforementioned co-hosts, Sheree, and I'm kicking off a multiple episode special today. And this is the year-end special, the CPG Guys Omni Award Show. It's that time of the year when everyone is excited. And finally, it's actually arrived. That's right, it's award season. And the CPG Guys are honored to present the most prestigious. Drum roll. Thank you. Recognized and revered awards to ever grace the omnichannel, digital, and CPG retail industry. While I say that in jest, our goal is to always provide you knowledge and entertainment. Yes, it's time for us to celebrate none other than the Omnis.
Omnis. Thank
you, sir. Very kind, sir. The man with the golden voice, as I always say, and the radio, da da da. And here to help me co-host this award ceremony is the VP of Retail Strategy and Loyalty at none other than Fetch Rewards. And he will emcee the awards with our Fresh Four co-hosts, Melissa Burdick, President of PacView, and Andrea Lay of the Illuminati. I can't wait to find out later tonight when we have dinner what the Illuminati is.
Me too.
But please join me in welcoming Andrea, Melissa, and Peter. Folks, how y'all doing?
Hey, Sri. It's so great to be here with you. And this is actually, people may not understand, this is actually the first time that all four of us have been together.
Oh my gosh.
In real life.
Yeah. And we actually had to explain this to what IRL meant. But that's okay.
She's not as cool as people think. We'll declare.
It is great to be here. I found out that Peter's he's taller than I thought he was.
Maybe just a little.
Just a little taller.
But now we all look the same height when we're sitting at a table.
And my 6 feet 2 inches wasn't enough to beat Peter's 6 feet.
We'll get you some platform left, Sri. It's okay.
From now on, when I meet Peter, I'm going to wear my heels.
There you go.
Officially declared, brother.
Well, I'm really excited for this award ceremony. I'm just really glad that my white gloves showed up in time from Amazon.com.
I even got my... Oh, I forgot to get it.
Mine got stuck on the container ship on the way here.
There you go.
I ordered everything. I got a brand new dinner jacket that you can probably see on the video. I'm all styled up, though I'm not quite as glamorous as the ladies here. I'm trying to do my best to keep up our part of the bargain, Sri.
And Melissa, you didn't want to pay the 15x container charges to ship it from overseas?
Nope.
It would be stuck in the port anyway.
Yeah.
So why do we do this, folks? It's simply our way of contributing to knowledge sharing, industry-powered transformation and progress in the quest to help deliver quality products of value to the consumer. We did have a panel that contributed to the nominees and picked the final winners. A lot of thinking, I promise, went into this. I play the role of actually now introducing you to that panel. And here are the introductions. It's actually of three MCs.
Surprise!
I can't thank
you. We spared no expense in putting together a crackerjack team to put this together. Sri, I'm really excited about this. I had so much fun working with our Fresh Four colleagues to come up with the nominations, big consideration, many, many nights we labored in conference calls
yes.
over exactly which brands, retailers, and marketplaces were the right ones to receive this very prestigious award. So it's pretty exciting, and it was an opportunity, honestly, for all of us to reflect back on 2021 and some of the really great examples we saw of omni-channel engagement with consumers.
And it was a big year for that.
Yes, it was.
It was a big year. Well, I think we have come up with what is an indisputable list of award winners that we can't wait to share with you. But before we get to that, just a reminder that you can find all of the CPG Guys content, including the Fresh Four that includes Melissa and I every week, the LinkedIn page, the podcast, which is now on 40 plus platforms, very exciting. And today's full list of award winners on thecpgguys.com.
And if you think we deserve an award for the Fresh Four that we do each week, you only need to leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. You can go there at ratethatpodcast.com/CPGGuys.
You know, Sri, I'm told constantly by people the best part of the podcast is the pre-roll with the Fresh Four news. In fact, when we post the video on Instagram and on LinkedIn on Sunday night, it gets people primed for the week to come because it helps them reflect on some of the great activities of the prior week.
I've heard rumors that it may be the best part of many people's Sundays.
I think so.
And let it be official, Peter and I cannot thank you both enough for co-hosting the Fresh Four and actually making time, joining us Sunday over Sunday, doing your part, reading in advance, wanting to talk about something in the industry and change and actually participating. Peter and I are very grateful for that partnership you all have with us week over week. Hopefully this partnership will grow. We'll do many more things together.
And Sri, I think it would behoove us to also thank our friends at RetailWit for helping us prepare each week, helping us curate a lot of the potential stories that we cover to get exactly the right ones that we find to be the most intriguing. So the team at RetailWit, we tip our hats to you.
Yes, indeed, sir. No debate there. And now, without any further ado, let's get on to the CPG Guys Omni Awards 2021. I know you're brimming in anticipation. This is, of course, the first of several episodes, and our first category of awards is for brands. Melissa, Andrea, and Peter will take turns with their picks for the winners. Let me turn over to Andrea to launch the first award. Andrea, here you go. Oh,
thank you, Sheree. So our first award category is Best in Class Omni Brand, and the award goes to Clorox. If I can think of this year in a brand that maybe stepped up the most in terms of delivering essential goods to consumers across all platforms, retailers, Clorox definitely wins in that category. In addition, they are just a pretty sophisticated brand as it relates to e-commerce and omni-channel strategy. And they have a very comprehensive approach to the marketplaces. And lastly, have been in the news this year a bit on some of their sustainability efforts. So managed to make some progress there while dealing with major pandemic demand and shortages of supply. So award winner Clorox for Best in Class Omni.
All right. That's absolutely terrific, Andrea. I have the next category, and it's best loyalty for a brand. Now, there are quite a number of venerable brands that have long established loyalty programs, but our winner this year is actually new to the marketplace. And the winner is PepsiCo for its PepsiCo Tasty Rewards. What made them the clear winner was actually their launch strategy and how they've decided to go to market. They actually decided to embed their PepsiCo Tasty Rewards loyalty program inside of a third-party loyalty app, notably Fetch Rewards. They launched the Fetch Rewards app, understanding that they had category exclusivity, so there wouldn't be any noise from competitors. But they could draft off of all of those 11 million monthly active users that are coming there to seek value from not only their brands, but from other brands. Allowed them to scale up their registrations for the loyalty program at record speed. Kudos to PepsiCo, brilliant approach, embedding it inside of another solution to draw attention to their app and allow them to dramatically reduce their customer acquisition costs and get a lot of users into the program right out of the gate. All right, Melissa, what do you have for us?
That's awesome. All right, so I get to talk about best direct-to-consumer brand. There are so many great brands. You know, one of my favorite ones is Vuori. That's one that I purchase all the time. But the best direct-to-consumer brand that we selected was Glossier. So from the time that you shop this brand, they have amazing content. It's, and then from the time that you actually receive your products, it's very on brand. So for that reason alone, we give them the best direct-to-consumer award.
Well, I have the honor of bestowing the award for best of social digital engagement in omnichannel. And there is a clear-cut winner here. It's the people down in Atlanta at Coca-Cola. Why? Because Coca-Cola has a very different type of social media strategy. They're not about talking about products. They're really about trying to convey a feeling, an emotion associated with the brand to make people connect with that brand. That is radically different than a lot of what you see in the industry, and it's why they are constantly being regarded as having just about the most innovative social media strategy. So Coca-Cola, you're about bringing joy and happiness to the people through social media. You're doing it. You've won the award.
So our next award is e-commerce leader, and this is a really tough one because e-commerce leader sort of says that you're the best at everything. So it was a tough one to choose, but the award goes to L'Oreal. And when you think about what it takes to be an e-commerce leader, it's really about your ability to scale as a brand and also your ability to create really rich and engaging digital content. And L'Oreal does a great job with both of those. In addition, you know, highly sophisticated brand as it relates to e-commerce strategy, you know, and just really excellent at building brands online. So award for e-commerce leader goes to L'Oreal.
Yeah, let me echo the award for that to L'Oreal. If you looked at any of the Consumer Analyst Group of New York conference presentations from this past February, nothing screamed digital or e-commerce more than L'Oreal. Literally every slide that they put up talked about how they were all in on that. It was quite refreshing, and it led the pack among all the brands. So I agree with you. Kudos to L'Oreal for what they've done in turning e-commerce into a leadership position for them.
All right, up next we have Best User Experience. And the award for this one, which I have personally used myself, goes to Nike. One of the things that I love about Nike is the ability to go to their site, and you can have anyone done this on Nike's site?
Yes.
Yes. You can. Have you done this?
Yes.
You can customize sneakers. You can put your number on them. You can pick colors, and then they ship to you. It's a really great holiday present. Probably too late at this point. Maybe next year. But it really is an amazing customer experience, and for that reason, they get that award.
Melissa, what I really love about Nike is I'm a large, so shoe. I won't declare what the number is, but I'm an oversized shoe size.
And I can attest to that. I've seen your shoes.
I think three of them have seen it at this stage. And when I get on the site, the first thing I do is I pick the selector, and I pick my shoe size, and it narrows down instantly what I can get, so I don't waste 30 minutes looking for stuff and then getting disappointed. But the fun part is if I really want something that's not already available, I can actually ask for it in size 16. That, I think, makes it a little extra cool for me.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
I think we're going to have to get some customized Fresh 4 shoes from Nike for the new year. What do you think?
Good idea.
I think this is part of the plan.
We got to ask our co-hosts here what they think about that idea.
Like, I love
that
idea.
If we got customized Nike shoes for y'all, would y'all wear it?
Yes, absolutely.
With the Fresh 4.
It doesn't like Nikes.
But the only thing we can't do, Peter, is put our faces at the bottom of the shoes.
Please no. I don't want to step on all of your faces every
day. Like eating cookies with your face on it in bed.
Well, Sri, for the next category, nothing was more important in the transformation as a result of the pandemic than the impact on the digital shelf. And there are a number of factors that drive success on the digital shelf. One of them is clearly user-generated content. Social proof that helps people make purchase decisions when they can't physically hold the product and make decisions on their own. So there are a lot of brands that have been rapidly trying to collect a lot of user-generated content in the form of ratings and reviews and images and videos to help provide consumers with the confidence they need to actually invest in a product. And there is no brand better than the winner. They're a two-time winner for 2021. They've already been mentioned by Andrea. Yes, again, it's actually L'Oreal. L'Oreal understands that their shoppers that are beauty enthusiasts are less concerned about discounts and values and more concerned about the experience. And so in order to do that, they invest very heavily in collecting and distributing user-generated content on their site and on retail sites to provide shoppers with the assurance that their products meet and exceed the expectations of actual buyers of that product. So sampling is a huge part of their business. They are always focused on it. Nobody is better at collecting UGC and sharing it than L'Oreal. They deserve this award, clearly.
The one thing, Peter, I wanted to just mention about L'Oreal is I've spent 5+ years in the beauty and skincare world through brands I've represented. And I got to tell you, we'd always been in admiration of L'Oreal. And Peter, you were so right. One of you mentioned it, that in the annual report and the annual conference calls they would host, town halls, et cetera, they always speak to what percent of the business is e-commerce, not digital, e-commerce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's specific. And the quest for getting UGC, the quest for content. But the big question I have for the both of you, our co-hosts, Melissa and Andrea, is what do you think of their entire portfolio? Because it's not just color cosmetics, it's not just skincare, it's not fragrance, they got the whole enchilada. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly well diversified, and they're great acquirers of brands, and that's part of their strategy, is really going after what's hot and new and continuing to find ways to round out their portfolio and also making beauty accessible for everyone. I think some of their recent pushes have been more about, you know, cosmetics for everyone and not focusing so much of their advertising on specifically on women. And, you know, making sure that they've got products that suit people of all skin tones and colors, and, you know, really just expanding on some of their diversity efforts.
Yeah. And I manage that category at Amazon within the beauty space, and they were always just a great brand to have. So I agree.
And would y'all recommend that for my concealer? That's what I go forward.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And mascara, for sure.
Mascara.
Yeah.
What about rouge?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that you need any tree.
Okay. Don't forget the Rogaine tree.
It's too late at this stage. Too late. Yeah.
All right. Well, I have the honor of announcing the winner of the most improved Omni. Recently, Sri and I spoke with Riz Akbar, who is the head of e-commerce for JBS Pilgrims. Prior to that, he was actually at the company that won the award. And a lot of that reason for why they won the award is because of some of the things that Riz put in place. The award for most improved omni goes to actually Newell Brands. Newell Brands is a conglomerate of all sorts of general merchandise products and things like coolers and plastic containers and other things like that. But what makes them so improved is that their share of volume that is coming from e-commerce now is north of 20%, approaching 25%. And that's because they put in place all of the supply chain capabilities, investing in all of the content, and they made themselves a powerhouse against their competition. So kudos to our friends at Newell Brands. You are being recognized for being the most improved omni brand of 2021.
And we have one more brand award to give out, and this one is for the best Black-owned brand. And this award, this is a tough one because there were a lot of great contenders, but this one goes to the Honey Pot. And if you're not familiar with the Honey Pot, they are feminine care powered by herbs and just really flawless execution across selling through traditional retail, e-com, retailer marketplaces, as well as a really exceptional D2C experience. And in addition to kind of all of that flawless execution, they give 2% of their sales to charities that help humans with vaginas around the world. So the best Black-owned brand goes to the Honey Pot.
And wouldn't be appropriate not to mention the fact that we wanted to recognize some female-owned brands, female-run brands. So on the scaled end of things, certainly what Sarah Blakely has been able to do with Spanx, she should certainly be recognized. But there are also a lot of niche and emerging players. One that really comes to mind for me is a company out of Texas called Southern Champion. So you may not know that name, but you probably know one of the brands that they operate under, which is Buzzballs. Those are the little single-serve cocktails that look like ornaments. And they're taking off. They're selling like hot fire. But one of the things that really impressed me also about Southern Champion is at the beginning of the pandemic, they shifted their production to manufacture sanitary alcohol, which they ship to hospitals in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and help provide all of those frontline workers with what they needed to be able to maintain a very safe environment for them and for their patients. So, hey, Southern Champion, Merrily, Tracy, we think you're great. We recognize you. This award's for you.
And you can pick it up in a bin right near the alcohol section of your local Kroger.
That is true.
Wow. Well, MCs, thank you for doing all this hard work, finding nominees, and then actually picking the winners, and for your engagement today and actually announcing who they were. Just a reminder for our audience, this is episode one of several of the CPG Guys Omni Awards 2021.
The content in this podcast episode is provided for general informational purposes only. By listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as advice from CPG Guys LLC or the individual author, hosts, or guests, nor is it intended to be a substitute for research on any subject matter. Reference to any specific product or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by CPG Guys LLC. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The views expressed by CPG Guys LLC do not represent the views of their employers or the entity they represent. CPG Guys LLC expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, or inability to use this podcast or the information we present in this podcast.